Hello, I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today I'm taking you to Mexico, where a crime brings out the best in locals. I have hesitated to tell this story about an attempted theft in Mexico. The last thing I want to do is discourage tourists from going to Mexico. Most of that country is as safe as ours, with the notable exception of northern Mexico. But the story is really about the response to the crime, not the crime itself. I was traveling in Guanajuato, Mexico, with my friends Tina and Betty, as well as Tina's sister, Lisa. This is a 450-year-old World Heritage Site that just boasted a visit from the Pope and has a great university, colorful homes, and old silver money. We had just exited a silver jewelry store onto Avenida Juarez when I heard shouting and sounds of a struggle behind me. I turned to see Lisa and Tina holding on to Lisa's purse as a hooded man tried to pull it away. After several seconds, he gave up and ran down a nearby ramp to the street below. When he released his hold on the purse, Lisa fell back and hit her head against the jewelry store's wall. All around us, people stopped to look and offer help. A policeman quickly appeared and ran after the thief. Betty crossed to a store to get tissue for the bleeding. Several bystanders shook their heads and expressed their condolences, and a young woman offered to walk us to the closest clinic. In a daze, we followed her for two blocks to Clinica Hospital, where a receptionist quickly placed Lisa in an exam room. As we were filling out the forms, three policemen and a television cameraman arrived in the courtyard. I guess we weren't hard to find. A policeman had caught the robber, and they wanted us to come to the police station to identify him. The cameraman filmed all the conversation, but I don't know if it was shown on the news that night or not. The officers agreed to wait. Lisa's physician was capable, sympathetic, and did the appropriate exam for a head injury. She needed several stitches, which were quickly done. We were all impressed with Lisa's toughness and inner fortitude. As we walked out of the clinic, there was one police car and an extra car to take us to the police station. Lights flashed as we made our way through traffic. At the station, Lisa and Tina were shown a picture of the alleged thief, as well as his hooded jacket. They recognized both immediately. We got to see our hero, Victor, who had caught the man. He was very familiar with this criminal, who was known to have mental problems. All seemed in order until they advised Lisa and Tina that they would have to return in several months to testify against the man. That was obviously not going to happen. So I went into my former attorney mode and questioned why they couldn't set up a hearing the next week while we were still there. The man had confessed, they had eyewitnesses, appoint him an attorney and get it moving. When they realized I was an attorney, all laughed at the head officer, and he shook his head, but I couldn't make the hearing happen. Lisa needed to fill a prescription and get a tetanus shot. We didn't know where to go and didn't have transportation. The main officer offered a police car escort. Since it was raining, they backed the officer's car into the courtyard to get as close as possible to us. All climbed in, and with lights flashing again, we headed to the Red Cross clinic for the booster shot. That clinic had no tetanus vaccine, so a second trip to a clinic was successful, even though we were joined by a throng of pregnant women. With lights still flashing, we pulled in front of a pharmacy and had the prescription filled while the officer waited. The last stop was our apartment. The experience feeds the stereotypical fear of both traveling and traveling in Mexico. But I've had far worse criminal experiences in the United States. And the response by the crowd, the clinic, and the police were universally sympathetic and solicitous. They all hated that this had happened to a tourist in their lovely town, which is known to have a low crime rate. It didn't slow down our visit as we continued with our itinerary the next day to San Miguel de Allende. And we all agreed that we would return to Guanajuato in a heartbeat.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began travel writing in 2008. Find more information about her travels at www.maryclarktraveler.com.